an influencer, you have to learn UGC because you don't need a large following. Among creators, they have to be extremely resilient and extremely flexible.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to 9 to 5 Mom with a Pod. I am your host, Fran. And today I have an incredible friend of mine, Ori Osborne. She's the founder of Moms Making Content. She's helped creators build skills, land deals, and navigate the UGC space. You just reached like 1,000 women, moms, in your group, right?
We all have places where we can improve to make our content better and be able to reach a higher audience. Because there are words that people can put in contracts that can literally make somebody own content forever. Creativity is so good for our mental health, and us moms really need friends and need community and people to talk to.
I really do want to have another episode where we could really hone in on UGC because I know that there's a lot of questions on it. I want to remind everyone out there who's listening, Ori and I met on Moms Making Content. Actually, I found the group, and I think it's been a life-changing experience ever since, because there isn't that many groups out there for mom content creators, and a lot of the times that's finding a group that really like just resonates and that can help you. It's a big deal. So building a meaningful community, which is what we're going to talk about today. I know that we talk about podcasting and how to grow your thing, you know, your platforms and things like that. But and this is sort of that. But I really want to talk to Ori about this because she's an expert on these things. And I really do want to ask you, you that you have experience in speaking to so many moms, you run this community. Tell me, what is the biggest challenge that you face constantly with mom creators in your group?
I think for, you know, the biggest challenge sometimes is to keep people motivated with the changes in the industry and things like that. Mom creators, they have to be extremely resilient and extremely flexible. And I think a lot of people see quick success from viral reels and things like that they see in their own profiles or in the other people's profile. And they automatically think, well, this person did this and that worked, so I should, you know, work that way. And I think that's the biggest challenge, because we truly have to stay authentic to like ourselves and do those skill sets that align with like our strength and that would tap in into like our community's emotion. And that's what's going to like help someone really be, you know, successful and memorable, right? Instead of one of in the crowd. And I think that has been the biggest challenge, because, you know, I think with so many quick successes we've seen lately in the social media space, I think everybody thinks will be the same for them instead of creating that consistency and continue to improve their own content to get there.
I really want to like hone in on that. I saw this video and it talked about the YouTube space, the Instagram space, and how the algorithm spits out. The algorithm is people, right? That's mostly what it is. But in YouTube, I learned YouTube spits out the algorithm. So whoever comments on your YouTube post first is the type of people that they spew out content to. It was phenomenal. I didn't even know this. Because in Instagram, you have your followers. So Instagram and Facebook, you know, Meta, they have figured out a way that, okay, this is your group of people. So when you send out content, it kind of mimics the audience that's following you. It kind of mirrors that. But in YouTube, I learned, YouTube Shorts in particular, sorry, not YouTube as a whole, YouTube Shorts. Whenever you post content, and let's say, I don't know, the first two people that interacted were males, let's say, it's gonna think that males is your audience. It's bizarre. I did not know that until like a week ago. And so then what they say is that, like, if you post a video, let's say on YouTube Shorts, that you should start having, let's say, your community engage in that, like, you know, literally immediately say, hey, community, come over and engage, so that way that it can understand the audience that it's literally spitting it out to.
That's why I keep on again talking about just consistency and continuing to improve your craft, because as long as you keep your content with the right anatomy, you know, you have your hook, your bodies, your CTAs, whatever, and you continue to improve how you film, your audio quality, your transitions, et cetera, it will be fine regardless on which platform you're in. You know, and the algorithm will feed you, like you said, to the right people. The right people will engage as long as you are creating the consistent content pillars that you should be creating. So it's very interesting how they all work differently. But I'm a big, big adamant on just continue to improve on your own craft. I think that a lot of people don't take the time, 30 minutes, 45 minutes every other week, just to, like, you go on YouTube or anywhere and find somebody that can teach them a little bit more about editing and things like that, because we all have places where we can improve to make our content better and be able to reach a higher audience.
That's true. And speaking of higher audience, you just reached 1,000 people, like 1,000 women, moms in your group, right?
The Facebook group. So that's very exciting. You know, what's funny is we wanted to reach it by last December and we didn't, you know, we're now in March and we were like, you know, it's okay, because we're reaching the right people organically. And that's where follower count, you know, doesn't matter, because we're in, that's the Facebook group. It's not a profile, social media profile, but it doesn't really matter, because you're reaching the right people organically. And we actually declined people, you know, from coming into the group sometimes because they're not mom creators. Sometimes is a male or something else. And we're really
trying to know that you've gotten males before.
We, you know, sometimes they're dad creators and we totally allow them in, or, you know, they're agencies, et cetera. But sometimes it's just like a random guy or something like that. And it's like,
okay, let's back it up.
We're definitely looking for that and making sure that we're declining the bots and, you know, the people that shouldn't be in there, like we just said. So it's kind of exciting reaching 1,000, because we know that's truly 1,000, you know, like no family and friends were invited.
I love it.
Everybody are mom creators.
So we have to commend you for that. 1,000 mom creators and possibly dad creators somewhere in there. It's a great number to really look at, because Facebook groups is not an easy thing to sustain. And this is the,
you know, 1,300 if you count the newsletter member.
Oh,
so we have also our newsletter piece and our talent roster piece. But the Facebook group is on 1,000. So I'm excited about that.
Listen, that is very commendable, because the only way that you could provide value, I mean, the fact that you're providing this amount of value with your time, I think you just also came out with a guide for UGC content creators, correct? Can you explain that guide for me? Because we're going to put it at the end of the episode in the link for people to access it if they want to, you know, see a copy of it. But can you tell me about that UGC? Because I'm not in the UGC space. I'm more in the podcasting space and stuff. So this really comes to you. Can you tell me more about that?
We created this, you know, step-by-step modules. It's over 60 pages, whether it's pitching or whether it's writing a script or filming or editing or negotiating or trying to figure out what their price is or creating their portfolio. Whatever it is they need is there on the guide for them to do, because we realize that there are thousands of articles out there, thousands of things people are doing, but we wanted to like package it all, because there's a lot of people that always ask us, and this is another big question we get, can we just get a step by step because it's all, you know, or something that we can refer back, right? So this, you know, has been a proven system. We've already had quite a few people, you know, buy it. And we also have a free guide, which is the 7-week roadmap that's inside the UGC guide that tells them what it takes. This is what you're going to be doing for 7 weeks to create your business and be successful. And these are the things you're going to be doing within the week. So somebody that understands scripting and pricing and all that stuff and doesn't need the step-by-step, you can have the free 7-week roadmap and go along with that. But if you need somebody to teach you how to write a script, if you need you know, editing tips, filming tips, negotiating tips, if you need calculating your price that you're going to charge a brand, then you probably want to need a guide.
So what is like the first thing that moms ask about UGC? Is it scripting or is it how to just start?
I think the first thing for them is how do they ask brands? How do they pitch brands?
Okay.
You know, how I think that's the first thing they go to, when in reality, they need to be asking more, what type of videos are brands buying?
Oh.
No, that's, I think, the question they should more be asking. But they always ask, how do I pitch to brands? Because I think a lot of people assume, I already know how to make videos. I already know how to do this. But UGC videos is different. You're creating an ad for a brand that has an anatomy that brands are looking for. How many hooks and visuals does it have? Does it have a body? Does it have the right CTA? Does it have the brand voice? There's a research that goes within making these videos. So a lot of people create their portfolios with their influencer videos, and they shouldn't do that. UGC is different. So the people go straight to pitching. And, you know, I think that's where a lot of people don't find their success, because they don't create the foundation that they need to create for UGC. But they ask a lot of questions about pitching, and how we give them pitching templates for free all the time, so they can try to pitch the brands. And some are very successful doing it. And the cool thing about UGC is that you could be an influencer and still do UGC.
Oh.
Like, so for example, you have a brand deal. I just had a brand deal with a brand that, mm-hmm. you know, paid me to do 2 influencer videos, but they also wanted rights to my videos. That's UGC, because they're asking for the rights to my video for them to post. So I have to understand what that means, so I know how to charge them when they want to post it on their YouTube. Or what if they want to use it on TV? You're an influencer. You have to learn UGC, because you can do both within your business. They both fall within the same realm. So that's why I get so excited talking about that specific part, only because you don't need a large following, or you don't need a following much of at all to do UGC, which is kind of makes it more inclusive. And I'm all about like inclusivity. So I started with the guy that I thought like was the most inclusive thing I could put out there. Some people are like, well, what if I don't want to post it? You're right. So, you know, so that's kind of how we came up with that.
So I'm glad that you brought that up, because understanding what you're getting into, the difference between an influencer and a UGC, I did not know until today. So thank you for explaining that to me.
We have a whole module in the guide about contract essentials and how to protect yourself. Oh. And we make it very clear that we are not lawyers, but these is the terms that are used in the contracts, the things you can look out for and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, because that is so important, like you said, because there are words that people can put in contracts that can literally, you know, make somebody mm-hmm. own content forever.
Yeah.
Or that they can do whatever they want with your content, or, you know, next thing you know, you made a video with your child that you thought it was just going to be this little thing on social media, and they put you on TV. Mm-hmm. What do you do then? And they didn't even ask, you know?
So, it's so crazy you mentioned that, because there is,
you know,
it's so crazy. You know that there's an actor. Oh, my gosh. I have to find it. We actually talked about it in the episode with the creator attorney. I was like, I don't know the actor's name. But he is a famous actor. But before he was a famous actor, he signed like these forever rights to this company. They didn't know that. You know, they shelved it. They used it back in, you know, back then, like years ago. But then they started re-airing the commercials. And he was like, no, take it down. But then they told him, they actually said, look, there's a clause that we own it forever. And now that he's successful and is not obviously part of his brand anymore, you know, this now cheesy commercial is like literally being aired, and like every single time, because they're like, look, we have the actor, blah, blah, blah. I'll find out who it is. I'll find out. But it is true. We gotta, protecting yourselves is a big deal. Is there, I'm assuming in your guide, is there a way that moms can say, oh, this is my value, this is my price, as a, even if they've never done it before? Is that something that you also cover with them?
Yeah. So there's different, you know, we cover value in different ways. So one of the ways first is figuring out, you know, how do they want to pitch themselves in their portfolio? Because mm-hmm. they have to tell the brand how, you know, are they valuable for their brand? But then we also have a module for rates and services that teaches them how to price themselves and how mm-hmm. to calculate it. So like, these are all the things brands could ever ask from you. and this is how much you should charge for each thing. You should start at this price. And then if they ask for these things, you add this. And then at the end, it shows them exactly how to calculate it all. And then we have how to bundle it, how to bundle, you know, packages and things like that as well, and packages, examples and things like that. So that's all covered, because that's probably also another big question for mm-hmm. the ones that pitch a brand and then get the deal. They're like, oh my God, how do I price them? They're asking me for my rates. And then they freeze. Like, you know, so we get that question a lot. And because of that, we made a really big deal of it in the guide. And, you know, I'm thinking in my future business creations, I may create something even more like a calculator that you just put your what they're asking, and then the calculator automatically will tell you how much it should be. So like an Excel thing, you know, that's my nerdy self thinking. but you know, we teach them to
right.
How to like add it up and calculate it. Like, you know, if they ask for whatever it is, charge an extra 20% or charge an extra 35% from your base rate, or that's an extra whatever per month. So we also differentiate what you should charge per month versus what should just be a one flat fee. So all of those things are there. Yeah, because the mm-hmm. whole point, if it's well-made and if it's a well-made guide, you should be able to go back to it when you're at a certain step. So you can find exactly what you need when you need it. Right. So like I'm stuck at scripting, then you go straight to the scripting part of the course. And what I'm trying to say is that a guide is supposed to have many guides within, because mm-hmm. nobody's supposed to become an expert just by going through it and reading through it right away. Mm-hmm. You should be able to use it as a resource to come back to. So it has to be like an evergreen resource that you can come back to be able to run your business. Kind of like, you know, I don't want to say a Bible, you know, like a law book or something that you
a Bible. Go, we could do that.
Go to when you're trying to refer back to something that you need to do, you right. know, so that's kind of how we created it. We didn't create it for somebody to just read it once and master it. We created for you to look at it, know what's in it. And when you're doing step by step, now use it to walk you through it or when you're stuck. So
that's I just true. Recommend
anybody that has bought courses and guides to just not let them sit there, to go back to them when they need it, because, you know, somebody that really, you know, looked through the topic, put that together. And if it's something that's still sustainable and it hasn't outdated for some reason, it should be a really good resource.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of courses out there on Instagram. You can scroll through in the reel section and you'll find a ton of courses that they sell things about learning more and learning this. And it's also overwhelming because you're like, okay, I have no idea. I don't even know if I should buy the Tony Robbins one versus the other. Like even within celebrities, I'm like, I don't know who should be my guide. And when I made the decision to say, you know what, I just want to be part of a community of moms that I can just help. Okay. And I'm not mean help like, oh, I'm going to charge them for that. I just want to be part of a community and just talk to different moms and be like, okay, what is your issue right now? Which is what you understand and what you do. Your group is literally all about that. You know, moms ask a question and you're like, how can we help? How can we provide value to get you to the next step? And that's where communities, building communities come from, because we are starving for this information instead of going right away and going to these courses online that they sell. And they're like, oh, just buy this. And in 5 minutes, you're going to be a super duper influencer creator with 100,000 followers. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. That's the whole point of joining the right community,
yeah.
you know, just to make sure that you have, like you said, the right support. I actually had a mom this week, just like 2 days ago, say, I don't even have a creator profile yet. Oh. I'm just kind of watching you guys. And not that I don't know where to start, but I'm embarrassed. And we just told her, you know, just literally just start doing it. Make the creator profile and just do it. And I think I just saw this morning before we came in, she said, I did it. I created it.
She did it?
Yes. So, you know, so when you know, and I remember, I think like 10, 20 people commented underneath when she's telling her, just do it, you know, and that's just like really important. Like you said, just finding a community of people who get it, mm-hmm. that There's so many Facebook groups out there that are made for a specific purpose. You know, some of them are made as engagement groups. Some of them are flooded with bots, or some people are just literally out there just selling you stuff. You know,
that's what it is.
And that's not what we are about. We're not just there trying to grab you so we can make money off of you by matching you with brands, although we do match you with brands. But if you look at our group, 9 out of 10 of the posts is people asking questions, us giving them free answers, or us posting a tip or updated tip or whatever it is, just giving free value. That's extremely, extremely important. And you do it with your podcast. It's so important to just provide free values to the moms, you know, because it's already so hard to being a mom.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's, I created the moms making content and even my own That Comfy Comfy Mom profile because I just wanted to connect with moms. I wanted my target audience to be moms, but how can I package my own skills and strengths to make a business out of it so I can just hang out with my friends for a living, you know? And that's pretty, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's just so important. I worked in the corporate business for over 12 years. I worked in corporate. I worked next to 3 CEOs, amazing CEOs, you know. But the thing is that, you know, just corporate, although they try, it's not necessarily made for moms, you know. They try hard. I'm telling you, there are some good companies that are trying so hard and some that are getting it, you know. But unfortunately, that wasn't the case for me. And I wanted to create a business where it's just all about how do you help a mom balance being a mom and making money, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And how can you do that also while building a creativity? Because creativity is so good for our mental health. And us moms really need friends and need community and people to talk to about whatever topic it is that we're interested, aka our niche, right?
Exactly.
And it's just, I think it's just so important.
I can attest to this because I am part of this group. And let me tell you, there is nothing here that is, and I've seen other groups like that. We'll not mention them. But I've seen other groups that the minute you join, they're like, oh, you know, to get through this group, you have to buy this and that, or whatever it is. And it kind of like deflates because you're like, okay, so you need me because you need me to, you know, purchase the thing that you want me to purchase. Versus you go into the group, and in particularly this one that I'm on, Moms Making Content, which that's how I met Ori. And it's literally the only mom group that I'm part of that I'm literally like, I see the women, I hear them, like I see the issues that they're going through in the sense of like, hey, I'm scared to pose. Hey, what do I do with my website? Hey, what does this video look good? Hey, is this fake? Is this real? Is this fake? What is this? And then with snapshots. And it's an opportunity to get to know the other person and say, hey, I got you. Don't worry. Any mom in the group could literally just reply and be like, no, that's fake. Don't fall for it. Usually brands will leave X, Y, and Z emails on the bottom. This one doesn't have it. Or research more into it. Or they'll help you even research it. So anyway, this is what this group.
Oh, yeah. I'll answer for you and say, look, it's fake. You know, like,
that's it. I love it. And that is literally what value is about. And this is where building communities come from. And I love that I really talked about this on this episode because building communities is big for me. It's something that I didn't really cherish because until I became a mom. And then when I became a mom, it just sort of isolated you. Like I felt isolated in the sense of, and I'm sure all moms can kind of relate to this, where you don't feel like yourself anymore. And Ori said it perfectly. Corporate world is not really, again, I'm not saying that corporate world is bad or that corporate world, you know, it's their fault. It's just not shaped for us. Because
it's a go, go, go mentality, you know.
It's that. And that's the reality of corporate world. But if you want to go for it, go for it. I'm not going to tell you not to, you know, I'm not going to tell you what to do.
It's just nothing. You know?
Yeah. And that's another thing, you know, with moms in particular, like when I became a mom, I'm a mom of one and done. I know everybody's like, oh my God, when are you going to get the second one? And I'm like, I'm good. Thank you. Maybe it's because I'm an only child and I can relate to that. I don't know. But Anyway, besides that controversy, I might go viral for that one. I'm a mom of one and done, and I'm going to stick to it. Anyway, so...
I said never for 11 years, and here I am with a 14-year gap between my older kids and my baby.
Ori, I'm going to throw this at you. No, no, no.
Not nevering.
To be like, never say never, okay?
But you got this recorded, so people are going to call you out later when you have a baby.
Well, 11 years from now, I'm going to be like 47.
So young.
I don't know if I want to have a kid at 47. That would be another one. That would be a new one. But yes, going back to it, when I became it, shit happens all the time. Like, yesterday my daughter got sick. You know, like, things just happen. And these are not, this is what I'm saying. Because shit happens all the time with moms is because that's where corporate world kind of like clash. Corporate world, imagine. You're working 9 to 5. Your kids go to school, 7:30 to 3, somewhere around there. I think a mom asked that question on social media where it's like, okay, I work 9 to 5. Fine. But my kids go to school 7:30 to 3. I have to pick up my kid and then go back to work with my kid. Like, how does that work? And I completely understand that point of view. And I want to commend you for actually building this group, moms, you know, creating content, sorry, moms making content, and your approach in helping them find brands, assisting them with this valuable information. Now with this new UGC guide, which anybody, I know a lot of moms that want to get into it. I didn't know much about it, but I'm going to redirect them to you. I'm telling you, Ori, thank you for that. Literally, you've just been inspiring an entire community. I think it's incredibly commendable.
Thank you. You know, that's like literally all that we want to do. And I know that you and I talked about it a little bit last summer, and I even cried, remember? I even cried thinking about it because you just like feel so lost sometimes as a mom, and you just need a support group. And I understand not everybody wants to be a mom content creator, but it's not even that.
Yeah.
You know, I joined a group the other day called the Tennis Girlies here in my area, where there's these women, moms, mostly, at least the ones that I've noticed are moms, that are going to just meet up to play tennis, right? Nice. So I love tennis. I've been playing tennis since I was 5 years old, tennis and volleyball. But when you get out of high school, when you get out of college, where do you play? Who do you play with unless you have friends that like to play? Anyways, the whole point is, it's just figuring out where your community is at. That's really, really important. But if I was going to create a business that I was going to be working on it from home, working it around my family, then it had to be a business that it can be a work-life integration. And I just felt like that was the right for me to use all my experiences towards that. So it's just cool that is you just becoming valuable for other people.
That's nice.
You know, and I even get to meet super cool people like you because we're here commending me, but what about you?
Thank you.
Like a crazy community as well. And I love your community because I don't like vanilla communities. And your community is not vanilla like mine in the sense of like
vanilla? Just... What? Take that back. Take that back. Your community is not vanilla. Okay.
But it's not. Like, I don't like, you know, I'm not into vanilla communities and yours is not either.
We're a bunch of Latinas.
Maybe that's not the thing.
That's what you get when you get a Puerto Rican and Dominican together.
Yeah, but it's just like, I don't want to feel like I can't be myself, you know? And maybe because I was in corporate for so long, it's like, I'm just like, if I'm going to create my own business, I'm going to be able to wear my leggings, wear my hoodie, put my bun up, and everybody's going to be okay. You know why? Because I'm the boss. So it's like,
I love it. We're girl bossing it in sweats. That's my dream. Girl bossing it in sweats.
Yes. I think that's every girl's dream, honestly.
Yeah, I want to wake up with makeup on.
Yes.
That I don't have to put makeup on. I just want to wake up and have makeup on. I get it.
It's always a perfect bun. Like, why do you only get a perfect bun when you're, like, trying to shower?
Whoa. Mind blown. I feel like you just blew my mind.
You know, I saw a reel the other day that's hilarious, and I'll stop talking about it right here because obviously we don't want 20 minutes of us talking about this. But I saw a reel the other day of somebody that says, hold on, to do a bun, what you got to do is turn around, don't let the mirror see you, and keep like your bathrobe on. So like your body and mind thinks that you're going to take a shower, and then do the bun, and the bun will come out perfect. So you just can't look at the mirror, and you have to have your bathrobe
on. Please send me that reel because I am dying. It's true. And even then, let's go further. Whenever you like release your bun before you're going to take a shower, and then you put your hair to the side, and all of a sudden you're like, I feel like I can be in a magazine with this hair right now.
Like, what is all this volume?
Where is all the volume? And then I step out of the shower and go outside, and then they're like, flat.
Yeah.
So this is flat. I should just do my podcast from the bathroom. Be like, where are you at? Don't worry about it. It's fine. That'd
be a very interesting one.
Don't even worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about what's back here. It's totally fine. It's just that this is my vibe. My hair is vibing in the bathroom.
Yeah, as long as the audio is fine, that's all we need.
It's probably like if the bathroom is like the only place where like it may be designed like spiritually, you know, for women. Like as soon as the woman comes in, like, oh, come here. We're going to glam you up. We're going to make you feel better today.
Yes. Yeah. But, you know, it's because we romanticize the time in the bathroom. I mean, I'm there with candles or incenses. You know, if it's the right time of the day, my little glass of wine. If not, coffee. You know, you just have to do it right.
No, I get it. But honestly, Ori, thank you so much for this today. This was like incredibly, this was a great conversation. I really do want to have another episode where we could really hone in on UGC because I know that there's a lot of questions on it. I would love to do more research on it to help other people that have literally, they don't have any idea where to start. And I want to give a shout out to you for actually building this amazing community. Again, your mission to help other moms is incredibly valuable. And again, for everyone out there, until next time.